Set 10x goals. To achieve success, you must set clear goals, work consistently, manage your time wisely, and build a strong network. Reflecting on your own life, you'll likely find that past successes came from putting in 10 times more effort than most others. This principle isn't just for business, it applies across the board, from the arts to sports to philanthropy. The key to monumental success lies in consistently applying this 10x rule. To succeed, accurately estimate your workload and that of your team to meet targets. Then, aim 10 times higher and put in 10 times the effort initially thought necessary. This approach, known as the 10x rule, ensures you push yourself beyond ordinary expectations to achieve exceptional results. 4 errors to avoid. When people start using the 10x rule, they often make 4 key mistakes. 1. Mistargeting, they set small goals that don't inspire them enough. 2. Severely underestimating, they fail to accurately gauge the effort, money, and determination needed to reach their goals. 3. Spending too much time competing, they let competitors determine their pace and goals. 4. Underestimating the amount of adversity, they don't foresee the challenges they'll encounter accurately. Decode success. Everyone defines success differently. Whatever your definition, it's crucial to value and strive for it. Success is vital for individuals, families, and groups. Societies cannot thrive without it. Success means progress. History shows us what happens when growth stops. Ancient Rome and communist Russia both collapsed when they stagnated. Pursuing success ensures that societies can survive and prosper. Realize your potential. Many people don't prioritize success or believe it's achievable only for others. Some settle for minimal success, thinking it's enough to get by. These mindsets explain why most people fail to progress. How much of your potential do you use? This question may be uncomfortable to confront. If success isn't seen as crucial, individuals often fall short of reaching their full potential. Instead of striving for it as a necessity, they may spend their lives justifying why they didn't achieve it. This trap could ensnare anyone who views success as optional rather than a mandatory goal. Own it. To succeed in life, taking responsibility is key. Those who avoid it never achieve their full potential. Successful people own their outcomes, good or bad, without blaming others. They seize control of their circumstances instead of feeling like victims. By understanding their abilities, they empower themselves to shape their futures. 4 degrees of action. Most people fail because they don't act correctly. In most situations, you have 4 options, but many only use the first 3. 1. Do nothing, doing nothing leads to failure. 2. Retreat, quitting leads to no progress. 3. Take normal levels of action, doing just enough lets people move forward slowly. 4. Take massive action, only a few exceptional individuals take massive action. Among other things, it means not worrying about how much time you spend working. Everyone is capable of various actions. We all have the potential to engage in both positive and negative behaviors. For instance, someone might put in effort to lead a healthy lifestyle but exert significant effort into harmful habits that undermine it. Even doing nothing can require effort, yet some people fall into passivity without realizing it. Those who struggle with boredom, self-satisfaction, or a lack of purpose spend valuable time justifying their choices, often to themselves. Retreaters. Many people retreat from success because they're afraid to try again after failing. They spend time making excuses for their fears instead of facing them. Interestingly, they're not afraid of failing again, they fear what that failure says about them and how bad it makes them feel. Retreating takes effort. It's tiring to convince yourself not to try and to resist the natural urge to achieve. Dodging opportunities and avoiding effort ends up wasting more energy than actually working towards success. Declaring you can't progress further in your chosen path, be it business, personal growth, health, relationships, creativity, or politics, is retreating. Opting to stay a server instead of pursuing acting is a retreat. Deciding no one will hire you in your field and giving up the job search is also a retreat. Move forward from retreat. It's hard to convince someone to stop retreating once they've decided. They redirect all their determination from going forward to stepping back. If you find yourself retreating, acknowledge the strength it takes. Instead of backing off, stand firm and focus on starting to move forward again. Normals. Most people are average. They do just enough at work and in life to get by, without standing out. One sign of typical employees, managers, leaders, or organizations is that they blend in rather than stand out prominently. When times are good, most people lead simple lives without much worry. But when there's an economic downturn or financial crisis, they suddenly realize their comfortable routine is in danger. During such times, their way of life could suffer irreparable harm. Despite this, many choose to settle for mediocrity and just get by. Preferring a typical lifestyle often means sacrificing personal ambitions. Break out of average. Instead of settling for mediocrity, strive for your dreams. Use the 10x rule to break free from routine. Being average means being less than extraordinary. If you only put in average effort, you can't expect an extraordinary life. If you have above average abilities but settle for average actions, you're being passive. Use your energy and creativity fully in your daily life. Don't settle for the average, aim for more. No one desires average products, and no one advertises them as such. To make your life exceptional, accept taking bold and decisive action. Take bold and decisive steps. Observing children at a playground shows how constant action is natural for people. Kids are always moving. The ocean is another place where you'll see non-stop massive action. Even beneath the Earth's surface, there's constant movement and activity. Some people waste their efforts on thrill-seeking, drugs, alcohol, and other harmful pursuits. This often leads to boredom and can make them withdraw. When you take positive massive action, don't expect everything to be smooth. The more you act, the more problems you might face and solve. Massive action isn't just about counting hours worked, it's about diving in with determination. When others notice your energy and commitment, you know you're on the right track with massive action. Approach each day as if your future hinges on taking serious action. If others label you as a workaholic or obsessed, it's because they're not operating with the same intensity. When you eventually achieve success, expect criticism from those who aren't as driven. That's just what happens when you pursue massive action. Starbucks. Most American workers read about one book annually and work less than 40 hours per week. They earn approximately 300% less than senior executives who read over 60 books yearly. While highly paid CEOs face criticism for their salaries, critics overlook the intense work ethic required for such roles. In 2008, during a severe economic downturn in the U.S., Howard Schultz, the founder of Starbucks, faced a tough decision like many other business leaders, cutting costs. However, he did something different from his peers. Instead of just focusing on saving money, Schultz traveled across the country to meet Starbucks customers. His goal was simple: to find out how Starbucks could better satisfy its customers. Starbucks sells coffee and treats that people enjoy but don't necessarily need, especially during hard times. Despite this, by consistently meeting customer expectations, Starbucks not only survives but thrives in challenging economic conditions. Competition. Competing drives people to work harder and most agree it brings benefits. Yet, few question who truly gains. Businesses often look to rivals for guidance on effort and spending. Matching them is seen as success. However, to excel as a business leader, you must lead, not just compete. You need to strive for dominance in your field. Make your business immune to competition and force rivals to keep pace with you. Consider Apple as an example. Apple leads the way in many areas and doesn't let competitors dictate its speed. You too can build a business that others look up to. Study what successful businesses in your field are doing. Take their best ideas and find ways to outperform them. Keep working until you dominate your market and leave competitors behind. The middle class trap. In 2009, The Economist reported that nearly half of the global population now falls into the middle class category, mainly due to economic growth in developing nations. These individuals aim for a comfortable life with a stable job and savings in the bank. According to the magazine, middle class members typically allocate about a third of their income to non-essential spending after covering their basic needs. The middle class faces a tight spot with rising prices and stagnant wages failing to keep up with inflation. Experts, schools, politicians, and the media often advise compromise over striving for more. But the wealthiest 5% of the world command $80 trillion in wealth. Tough times. During economic downturns, many people focus on protecting their assets to avoid trouble. However, this cautious approach often prevents them from reaching their goals. Instead, learn from those who succeed during difficult times by seizing opportunities and expanding their horizons. The 10x rule emphasizes the importance of working hard and consistently producing results, regardless of external circumstances. While occasional setbacks may occur, they should be viewed as temporary pauses before moving forward again. Some companies fail because they grow too quickly, but more often, failure results from a lack of preparation for growth. Courage is essential for consistently expanding your endeavors, but it's a strategy that ensures progress in any situation. By adopting this mindset, you can propel yourself forward while others remain stagnant. Key points. 1. Aim 10 times higher than you think necessary to achieve exceptional results. 2. Take massive action instead of settling for average effort. 3. Own your outcomes and avoid blaming others for your failures. 4. Success requires consistent effort and preparation for challenges. 5. Break free from mediocrity by pursuing bold goals and learning from setbacks. 6. Compete by leading in your field rather than merely following others. 7. During tough times, seize opportunities and continue progressing toward your goals.